Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, April 23rd, 2023. Biden's made it official. They're going to shut down the final coal plants in the United States.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
But not just the coal plants.
And you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end. Of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Sunday broadcast coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I have a stack of mainstream news articles saying, well, we're going to take Alex Jones off the air, then we're going to take Fox News off the air, then we're going to take all of talk radio off the air, we're going to shut down every conservative and every nationalist organization in not just the United States, but worldwide. And then you've got AOC on national television with the former spokesperson for O'Biden saying we need to silence conservative voices because they're calling for violence, when we all know for the one time a conservative calls for violence, you've got 1,000 examples of the left calling for it and carrying it out. First Alex Jones, then Fox News, then the world. Those are the headlines I've got here in front of me today. And that's their plan. And conservatives need to realize, nationalists, populists, Christians, capitalists, just sane people, that we're not in the middle of a coup, a deep state coup. We've been living under a coup for a long, long time, and we're waking up to it. And that coup is very, very threatened because it's so illegitimate and so totalitarian. And as the people wake up to that fact and that their way of life is being destroyed and will be completely destroyed, they don't say no, it's game over for them. But let's hear that clip. I won't say one more time, I'll probably play it 5 times tonight. Here's AOC, whatever she says is a globalist talking point. Remember, the world's going to end in 2030, according to her. We need to ban cauliflower because it's a white vegetable. Not joking, but there's a video of that. You don't need to be growing cauliflower. It's racist because it's white. They have articles everywhere saying milk is racist because it's white. This is psychological warfare. Here she is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
So she falsely claims that that line's been passed with no evidence. Well, she and her cohorts constantly call for violence. They're losing. They know it. But I've told you this 1,000 times the last year. They're preparing false flags to blame us. You can see it's all set up. The dominoes are all lined up. Brace yourselves for staged terror attacks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You got it. It's Sunday, April 23rd, 2023. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. We are launch.
See the earth.
See the earth up here. You got it.
I'm going to see the earth now. You got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just go over the headlines we're going to be hammering through here live in the next 2 hours tonight. Fox News headline, Biden administration preparing major crackdown on power plants that fuel nation's grid. And that ties into climate change activists deflate the tires of dozens of cars in the wealthy Boston neighborhood of Beacon Hill. As above, so below. Germany closes the last nuclear power plants. Electricity bills spike 45% as they move to shut down hydroelectric next. That ties into Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a very important interview he did will be airing coming up here in a little while with Fox News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argues American middle class systematically wiped out under the COVID-19 lockdowns. That was all part of the plan. We're going to be hitting it all. I forgot to tell you guys to get that interview. It's about 5 minutes long. Please get it. It's right there in the article. Thank you. Talking to the crew. That then ties into this. Time Magazine. The case for making Earth Day a religious holiday. I said that by the year 2025 they would do that in my film Endgame, made in 2007, and the New York Times made fun of it, saying I was insane, but that was their official plan as the new world religion. Biden White House planning national rollout of 6G. Big news out of Ukraine and the war there, with Ukraine demanding an official part of the U.S. GDP yearly. We'll be hitting all of that. New York Democrat mayor says migrant crisis has destroyed the city. Biden administration has turned their back. And it's caused incredible crime and suffering. Well, isn't it violent to turn off people's power and to cut their energy supplies? Isn't it violent to open the border and flood in fentanyl? Inside the final days before Biden announces his reelection bid. Yes, they're that arrogant to run the reanimated corpse. Bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill to create digital identity for all Americans. That is the basis of the control grid and the cashless society, Mark of the Beast. Big news on the corporate-funded trans agenda that we'll be going through, including new Project Veritas videos where they admit they're cutting the testicles off of 8-year-old boys in America. Told you that was going on. They're hiding it. I talked to a nurse who's a friend of mine many years in Houston, and even at their big facility, they are turning away dozens of children as young as 4 every week that leftist parents want to castrate. But they're told by the hospital to send them to facilities in California and Massachusetts and New York that are doing it. That's part of an ongoing investigation we've got. And this ties in to the mayor, the Democrat mayor of New York, saying Biden's turned his back on us and it's causing all this crime and destruction. We've gone out of the border many times and shown the totally wide-open nature of it since Trump was removed from office via the coup of election fraud. And we've talked to a lot of high-level Border Patrol and ICE folks, but let me just tell you right now that we're doing some of the most dangerous work we've ever done, and we need your prayers. We're working with extremely high-level people. They have over 10,000 whistleblowers just in the last year to Congress, about half of them from the Border Patrol, exposing many subjects, but more than half of the whistleblowers are Border Patrol. We have it with the documents. This is coming out soon. In the Texas sector alone, in the last 2 years, accelerating, getting worse by the day, 20,000-plus convicted known pedophiles, many of whom have committed serious crimes in the United States, some of which have been deported up to 8 times, being ordered to be released, bona fide, they have their face scans, they have their fingerprints, they know exactly, we're talking child rapists, we're talking child traffickers that Mayorkas is ordering released. And you ask yourself, why is this not on Fox News? Because I'd rather, and I've told these folks, we're going to talk about it more in the next week, this will be breaking soon, why are you coming to me? Because I would love to present this and will give all the documents, but why? And they said, I said, let me guess, you've already brought this to Fox and others. And they said, yeah. I said, and you think I can break it and force them to cover it? And they said, yeah. How do you know that? And I said, I mean, I know. I know these things. So we'll be happy to hit the barbed wire once again. But we cannot do it without your prayers, without your support, without your word of mouth. But this is not a game. And let me tell you something. If we don't stop this, and it basically stopped under Trump, something great he did, can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, he basically took it from with Obama. It was like a 7. And when Trump brought it down about a half a percent of what it was on a Richter scale, and then Biden's taking it to a 40. I mean, that's about the number we've gotten. So it's just insane. I mean, it's like 4 times what was happening under Obama is happening now. And Trump brought down all well, the Border Patrol, when they had the handcuffs taken off of them, did a great job under Trump. But now they're just standing there, accomplices, really. They know. That's why they're speaking out, because they're told just get the kids and deliver them to random people with no evidence of who they are. They hand them off to the NGOs, but the Border Patrol sees the NGOs go literally 100 yards away and then load the children with no IDs, no proof, as young as 6 months, in with strangers. Because we've gone and showed you this in Texas and Arizona and California, mainly Texas, and it's not like it's hard. It's like shooting a fish in a barrel. You pull up, and the Border Patrol lets them off the buses, and they're just given to random people and disappear. They give them to the NGO, mainly Catholic Charities, just gives it away. Just hands the children over. So, and when you're watching it, I'll be honest, I haven't been down to the border in a year because I don't have anxiety attacks very often. But when you see children as young as 6 months old being trafficked and it's right there in front of you, when you don't stomp the people's guts out that are doing it, and I see how demoralized the Border Patrol is. They're just looking down at the ground. You feel like you're part of it. And every time I just bring this up, I don't tell the crew I'm about to raise these topics. This footage of mothers with their kids is nothing. We have footage of the NGOs at the airport and in the vans. The same woman over and over again all day saying, this is my baby. There's no paperwork here. And they just hand it to some random person. So in the coming weeks, we'll have all the proper B-roll. We'll have all the documents. We'll have all the evidence. We'll have it for you. But this is sickening, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, when you see this for yourself, I cannot believe it. I mean, I know Biden's a criminal. I know the globalists are evil. I mean, we all know that. But The level of crime they're committing is unprecedented. And so the big article's out today, and it's coming out in Congress. Even the New York Times is talking about it because they're covering their ass. Is that they put tens of thousands of children as young as nine in sweatshops. Well, it's bad to be in a sweatshop, okay? But they're diverting off into the sweatshops with the sex slavery. And we have Senate reports. Last year, Obama was in office that came out admitting over 10,000 children were brought in, that the Border Patrol could confirm that they were ordered to turn loose two sex traffickers and sex abusers. Now, that was in their entire breakdown of what had happened under Obama. Now you see how it's exponential. And by the way, if they caught 20,000 and were ordered to release almost all of them, they think they're catching 20%, maybe 25%. So the numbers are in the hundreds of thousands of sex offenders. All right, I'm just mentioning what we've got news-wise here. Let's come back with Biden pulling the plug on America. Talk about an act of war. This is it. You think your energy prices are high now? Get ready.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Before I get into Biden pulling the plug on America's energy system, literally, I want to just restate something I'll be getting into more next segment. If you are serving the Democratic Party, you're not just accepting the sexual mutilation of children and chemical castration. You are supporting hundreds of thousands of children, many of them 2-3 years old, being randomly turned over to strangers in a giant pedophilic feeding frenzy on the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, that is a fact. And it's come out. How could you be part of something like that? Our nation is going to be cursed and will totally collapse if we allow this to happen. And again, you have the New York mayor, we're going to get to that, saying Biden's turned his back. No, he hasn't turned his back. He stabbed you. The people that control him have stabbed you. And they can't get away. Yeah, this is the footage from South Texas of the woman at the border with the, quote, charities, with the Mexican gang Grim Reaper tattoo. And she's sitting there handing babies over with no paperwork all day long to randomly just be flown out to God knows where. I mean, we have hours and hours and days of this stuff. And the Border Patrol's taken notice, and they've taken notice of the fact that no one's putting this out, so we've been given the mother load. I'll leave it at that, but that's coming up in the next couple weeks. I mean, it's so big, I don't even feel worthy to get this information, but everybody else is scared to cover it, so we will. But that said, they're deliberately destroying the country. And I know the regular listeners get that, but for new listeners, I mean, come on, folks, let me explain something. Industrial society is based on energy. Just like a person needs food and water and a plant needs sunlight and minerals and things, if we don't have energy, we can't compete. But they've already made it where energy is 3 times more expensive than Mexican energy or Indian energy or Chinese industry and energy. They're opening new coal power plants every week. Plenty of coal to run for thousands of years. It has nothing to do with hurting the environment. It's all about power and making us a zone where we can't work and have jobs. So Obama shut down more than half our coal power plants in his 8 years. Trump stopped them being shut down, but none of them were reopened. Because it cost so much to turn them back on, the companies thought, well, we'll see what happens in his second term. Maybe we'll turn them back on. So American energy prices have more than tripled the last 8 years. Everybody's experienced that. So to run a factory or just to have a school or a business or your own house, we all know that you get these power bills and it's insane. And my wife's like, what are you doing in the daytime, turning all the lights off? I'm like, yeah, I mean, well, I don't want to pay a $3,000 power bill. It's crazy. But no matter how much you conserve, they're just going to keep shutting it down. So Biden's announced that if any carbon dioxide comes out of a tailpipe, the car is banned. And that by the 2030, 70% of new cars have to be electric. But they're shutting down the power sources that generate the electricity for the car. And there's not enough rare earth minerals to build the batteries. So it's a bridge to nowhere, as I've said, and they know that. But if you're economically devastating people, you hide it under the term environmentalism. So now Biden is set to announce this week, and the document's public, Fox News is reporting on it, that, quote, any fossil fuel-based fuel, including natural gas, that's totally clean, must have no banned emissions by the EPA by next year, or they pay giant fines that will shut them down. Remember, Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. expected power plant rules in latest of President Biden's anti-fossil fuel agenda, Energy Industry Group tells Fox Digital. And it goes on to say that, again, any fossil fuel, including natural gas, is not allowed to put out any carbon dioxide or they will be shut down. They've got to, quote, put carbon dioxide catch systems on them and then sell that to the carbon market, which is owned by the Rothschilds and Obama and the Bidens, look it up, as well as Al Gore is a big shareholder. So they're trying to force everybody to pay this tax to them because they're not going to ever have enough power to run anything. So they're going to let some of the coal power plants and some of the natural gas plants still run. But notice how they said 10 years ago, Obama said, hey, just go natural gas. It's totally clean. Don't do coal. So natural gas doesn't work as well. It doesn't work good in cold weather. It's a lot more expensive to produce electricity with it, but they did it. And so Texas and other states built all these giant natural gas power plants, okay? Now, nope, sorry, that's not good either. Just like the Keystone Pipeline took 8 years to build, multi-billion dollars, the day it was completed, Biden said, nope, executive order, you're shut down. So this is the boot on our neck. And you see it everywhere with the Extinction Rebellion and the leftists blocking trains, blocking highways in the U.S. and Europe and England and the U.K. and all of it. That's the ground level of these people. Climate change activists deflate tires across wealthy neighborhoods in Boston because cars are bad. Germany closes the last nuclear power plants. Electricity bills spike 45% after tripling, not in the last 10 years like the U.S. or 8 years, but in the last year. And they're shutting down their hydroelectric. See how that works. See how the operation unfolds. And they sell you on the fact we're going clean. Aren't we proud of ourselves? Then there's this article I mentioned earlier, The Case for Making Earth Day a Religious Holiday by Paul Greenberg and Carl Stefano. And it goes on to say, now that Earth Day is here, we need to make it a world religion to unify us all. Got to go read the article, or this will be our new religion. And it says, we're nominally Jewish, the writers, and recovering Catholic. We don't like our religion, so now Earth Day will be our new religion. This has been their plan the whole time. But the good news is, Wall Street Journal reports, I'm already seeing on the ground, the surprising surge in faith of young Americans and young people worldwide. And young people are almost 80% for banning abortion despite all the brainwashing. They are going to rebel against the transgenderism, the abortion, and all the tyranny they're seeing. And that's why AOC, I'm going to play the clip when we come back from break, went on air with Jen Psaki in her propaganda job and said it's time to by law ban conservative speech and shut down conservative shows like Tucker Carlson. Because we're, quote, calling for violence. Really, show us where we call for violence. If I said hypothetically, and I'm not saying this, go to this place and kill these people, and it was specific, that is not free speech. That is a directed threat. But when the Democrats call for killing Trump, that's okay. No, that's a crime. Or they call for going out and burning down cities. That is a call for violence and is a directed attack. You can't do that. They're the ones doing it. Where are we calling for violence? We're not. But see, this is all part of the permanent dictatorship they're establishing. They're not just going to ban speech in cyberspace. They're going to ban it at the school boards and the city councils and the legislatures, unless it's their violence. They label free speech and peaceful speech as violence, then they label violence as mostly peaceful. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on this Sunday night transmission. So, there's headlines everywhere. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, you name it. First Alex Jones, then Fox News, then the world. We want to ban all conservatives off the airwaves. We want federal laws banning conservatives from having shows because they're calling for violence. Really? Well, if you call for illegal violence, you say go out and attack and shoot or kill this group, you go to jail. That's a lie. You go to jail if you're a conservative. You don't go to jail if you're a Democrat. You know, then you get supported. You get praised. I mean, we have all these famous cases where they're the first so-called female vice president, Kamala Harris, is bailing out looters and people that shot people. But here it is. First Alex Jones, now Fox News, connect the dots, people. Yeah, connect the dots. And he goes on to call for all of us being banned because we're liars. No, we're not liars. We're exposing you, and you're losing hearts and minds, and you know if things continue peacefully, you're going to lose. So you want to say we're violent ahead of staging events or provocateuring events to demonize us. Here is AOC. And remember, everything comes out of her mouth is a globalist talking point. Here it is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
So silence your political opposition by lying about them and showing no proof. Where is the clip of Tucker Carlson calling for violence? You could search your whole lifetime. You could put out a $1 billion reward. No one has it. Doesn't matter. They just lie. But let's talk about real violence. Cutting people's energy off, dissolving borders, allowing massive human trafficking, including tens of thousands of children a month, 20,000 pedophiles just in the last couple of years, Texas sector, order to be released. You can't gaslight all of us all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. Here's the article up on InfoWars.com. New York's Democrat mayor says migrant crisis has destroyed the city. That's a quote. Destroyed the city. Biden administration has turned its back.
Yeah. You know, the city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis. And none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that's going to undermine every agency in our city.
Mm-hmm. So, and he goes on to say, Biden's turned his back on us. So it's destroyed the city. No, it's destroying the country because there aren't jobs for most of these people. And the jobs they do get drive down wages. And then most of them go on welfare and it bankrupts the country while they turn the energy off and while they destroy the dollar. Here's the article by Jamie White on InfoWars.com. Bombshell, Biden administration ignoring migrant child labor networks in the U.S. And Veritas exposes, as confirmed, millions of these people are put into sweatshops, part of their paycheck stolen, and then they got to sign up for welfare, and then part of that's taken by the Democrats. They have an exact plan, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking more about this in the coming weeks, as I said, but this is the planned destruction of the country, and you can sit there and you can watch it happen. You can watch your power bills go up. You can watch the crime explode. You can turn on any mainstream news, and it's a bunch of sexualization of children. We have people out to destroy us, poisoning the country, because America could never fall from without. It had to fall from within. And they do this media spin where they go, Republicans and right-wingers are banning books. Well, it's the Democrats that are banning speech and the Democrats that are getting books and films banned. We're simply saying, don't take your pants off and shake your fake breast in the face of a three-year-old child at a drag queen pedophile time. Nobody's banning drag shows with a bunch of fat, ugly men dressed up like clowns running around in front of people. Yeah, go ahead and play this clip. This is Lizzo Paradise, drag queens, has drag queens on stage at All Ages Concert in Tennessee to protest law banning drag shows for children. Nobody's banning children being taken to an event where a bunch of fat men with big wigs on come out and dance. But if you take your clothes off or shake your penis in their face or shake your breasts, because they got breast implants in kids' faces, you don't take five-year-olds to topless bars. whether it's heterosexual or homosexual. You don't take little children to, quote, gay bars and have people stick money in their G-string when 10-year-olds shake their ass wearing bikinis. It is indecent, it is pedophilic, and it's sick. But nobody's banning these music and hip-hop shows having a bunch of fat men dressed in dresses run around on stage. Nobody's banning books. We're saying in middle school, you don't have triple X pornographic books, cartoon style, but graphic cartoons, showing little boys and girls having sex with adults. You don't do that. But that's the mind control. That's the manipulation. Let me show you some articles that deal with that. And I see these stories every day. Look at this evil. Daily Mail. Virginia judge seeks custody of his daughters after socialite ex-wife is arrested on child porn. The 45-year-old woman sent the FBI in a chat room videos of girls as young as 8 being raped by men and believed she was going to a hotel to rape an 8-year-old girl when they arrested her with the child porn on her. So this is a real paradox. You've still got the Border Patrol and many other agencies doing their jobs. You have large groups of FBI doing their jobs who are not high level, who are going and stopping this. And then you've got above that the mainstream media promoting it. But read the article. Socialite mom 45 is arrested in child porn sting at Virginia hotel where she allegedly planned to sexually abuse 8-year-old girl. Now federal judge ex-husband launches court battle to win full custody over his daughters 10 and 12. Eleanor Hunton Hopp of Charlottesville, Virginia was arrested in an FBI sting last month for allegedly planning to sexually abuse a minor girl in a hotel. She showed up, she believed, to have sex with the girl. The 45-year-old woman sent agents details of her twisted plan to assault the child and sickening video and photos of underage girls being assaulted by adult men. Who wants to sign on to this, people? Here's a meme going around on Twitter. Mic drop. Says, sassy, you're not wearing a mask. Puts myself and my family at risk. Says the man in a mask. Your obedience to elite pedophiles, criminal government, pharma cartel, corrupt media, and dark agenda puts myself and my family at risk. And again, why is pedophilia the litmus test? Because if you'll go along with that, ladies and gentlemen, you will go along with anything. But I'm going to explain this again. They are literally banning our cars. They are literally banning the coal and gas plants that would supply the cars. They're creating no new energy systems. The windmills don't work. It's all a bridge to nowhere. It's all a criminal takeover. All right, we're going to go to break. And we come back. I'm not sure what I want to cover next. I've got so much here. We've got a bunch of election news. We've got the world ID news introduced in legislation in the Senate. We have the latest pedo news. We have so much more we're going to be covering today. But remember, these monsters are openly on national TV saying, by law, ban conservatives from the air. Not because we're losers, but because we're winners. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. political prisoner. With Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sitting here looking at all these news articles and asking myself, what do I want to hit next? Because there's so much. And I thought, I want to talk about Vladimir Putin and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running for president. You know, I've never been to Russia, but I've studied Russian history. I've studied a lot of history. It's so interesting, but Russian history is particularly interesting. And you can say what you want about Vladimir Putin, but Vladimir Putin's lowered energy prices for Russians. Vladimir Putin's banned promoting pedophilia to children. And so we don't have any moral authority at all to sit there and criticize Vladimir Putin and what he's up to. And Vladimir Putin's not the one destroying our border, or trying to take our guns, or brainwashing our children. I got a lot of news on that I'm going to hit coming up at the start of the next hour with things spiraling out of control in Ukraine. As it's clear now, the Russians bit off a lot, but they can actually chew it, and Ukraine's losing, and the, quote, U.S., the people that have hijacked it are doubling down. So that's coming up. But I wanted to play this clip. The full clip's up on Infowars.com. And, in fact, in post, when we upload this demand out video, put the whole 6-minute interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in. I'm just going to play a minute and a half right now. But listen to what he says. It's totally true. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argues American middle class systematically wiped out under COVID-19 lockdowns. Well, what do you think shutting down small businesses does? What do you think saying they're non-essential does? It made the big billionaires, on average, double the money they made in their lifetimes in 2 years. It was all rigged to consolidate power and test AI control. So again, everybody needs to stop pretending, conservative, liberal, whatever you are, that the globalists are our friends. They're not our friends. They're out to get us. And I know almost all of you know that. But we've got to reach out to the general public that just thinks they flip the light switch on and the power comes on. Or they go to the gas pump and gas is there. It took a lot of hard-working people to set all this up. And now it's being systematically sabotaged and shut down in front of us. So here's a short clip.
Class, and we have wiped out the middle class in this country systematically.
A wealthy family, the Kennedy family, certainly was for a while among the richest in the world. Now, Elizabeth Warren, a senator from Massachusetts, wants to kick around a wealth tax where the assets that rich people have would be taxed, not just at the income rate. Are you open to that? What do you think of that idea? Because families like yours would pay for that.
I would have to look at that. I mean, I don't think these huge disparities in wealth are healthy for our country or healthy for democracy. I think it's you know, to have very, very high concentrations of wealth in a nation that now is marked by widespread poverty is something that...
No, you're right, but through no fault of your own, you're part of that concentration of wealth, right? So I guess, do you like the idea that wealthy people and wealthy families, they don't depend on income, they have assets, humongous assets, and that she and others, the progressives in your party, are keen on taxing those?
You know, I have to look at that, Neil. I have not looked at it, but I do think we have to address those kind of disparities in wealth. And that we have to, more than anything, we have to rebuild the American middle class. And part of that is getting away from the warfare economy and doing what China originally did, which is to build its power and project power by building its economy at home. The strength of a nation comes from a strong economy and a vibrant middle class. And we have wiped out the middle class in this country systematically.
And what is the basis of all industrial power? Power. Electricity. And when Obama got into office, 80% of the power came from coal. Now it's 50% or below that. And now they want to shut the rest of it down. We cannot operate. It's like no gasoline in your car's engine, doesn't go anywhere. I just keep harping on this. I mean, the ultra-rich wrote all these laws and regulations to consolidate power, and that's what he's saying. We have to stop that. We have to open the economy up. That's what creates wealth, not this new, quote, green economy. And I know he's been part of the whole movement to not have toxic waste and to clean up harbors and clean up landfills. That's great. But cutting our power off when what the power plants produce is carbon dioxide that plants breathe is suicide. We'll put the full clip in when we upload this live show later, the Bandai video. All right, here's what I've got on the table. I've covered about a third of the news. I want to get into the Russian news and the Ukraine news. I want to get into the election news, the Hunter Biden news, the Transpedo news, the crime news, and more next hour. But before I go any further, this is a very simple equation. My main mission 29 years ago getting on air, 29 years last week I've been on air, I looked it up, was to expose the globalist agenda to carry out what we're now in. Because I believed in humanity, and I bet on you, and I believe that if you got warned about what they would do, you wouldn't really listen before they did it. But if I ran around and made enough noise, and other people make enough of a noise, we'd get a big enough group of people that were already aware that when they actually did it and did these horrible things they're doing, all the incredible crimes they're committing, all the insanity we're witnessing, that you would go, oh my gosh, it's a horrible plan, let's not be for this. And we see that happening all around the world. And we see, and I'm not lionizing these agencies, because the government's been overrun, it's been taken over at the top, it's super corrupt, but you need to know, in the military, in the federal agencies, at the actual low-level and mid-level systems, they're some of the most awake people that literally hate what they're part of and want to do something. And you see that at congressional hearings on the border and the rest of it. And the record level of FBI whistleblowers. And so, believe me when I tell you, and you see the evidence everywhere, that there is a major wake-up happening, a great awakening happening, and people saying no to this. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We've got to know that now is the most important time to be aggressive, telling the truth that we've ever done. That's why every one of you can't count on a Joe Rogan or a Tucker Carlson or an Alex Jones or a Jack Posobiec to go out and do it for you. You're smart. You see what's going on. Go be heard at the school council, at the city council, at the state house, at that meet and greet ice cream social with a senator or house member or legislator, because we're putting incredible pressure on them. Just 5 years ago, 6 years ago, nobody would talk about China and how it was running our country. Now it's everywhere, and the China-U.S. thing, conglomeration is splitting up right now. And so we're driving wedges into the globalist operation. We're having huge victories, and we're winning right now. We've really turned the tide, but the enemy is going to throw everything they've got at us. They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to say Republicans and conservatives are causing violence. You see the talking point everywhere. They're preparing you for that. It's absolutely telegraphed. And so, yes, please spread the word about the broadcast and realize how important it is. You are everything. You're not the dog. You're not the tail. You're the whole shooting match. But you are definitely not the tail. You are the dog wagging the tail. So it's really up to you. And it's really up to you to say, hey, InfoWars has been the tip of the spear. InfoWars is doing this most important work it's ever done. InfoWars deserves to be promoted. InfoWars deserves to be supported. InfoWars has been tireless and fearless. And despite the mistakes we've made, nobody's perfect, we really are the best there is. And that means this whole family of viewers and listeners and guests and crew and all of us. So make the commitment. Make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products that keep us on the air. We have the highest quality water filter out there. There are others that are 2-3 times more expensive that do the same thing, but it's amongst the 4 or 5 highest rated out there that cuts all the garbage out to non-detectable levels. Get an Alexa Pure. Everybody needs to be filtering their water that you drink. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost with these incredible compounds in it. It's a number one national bestseller. We're allowed a private label. It does so much for your energy, your stamina, your libido, your muscles, your body. I'm more virile at 49 than I was at 18. I owe a lot of it to 1776 Testosterone Boost. It's back in stock, 40% off for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo 4 sold out for 8 months. Our best-selling nootropic, 10 hours of clean, time-release energy with all the amino acids and other key compounds. It really is the super formula. It's discounted, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or call 24 hours a day. We've got a great customer service, folks. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And Real Red Pill Plus that boosts your natural hormones and your whole body. Talk about the fountain of youth. It's selling out, but despite that, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but more important than even that is spread the word. Share the articles. Share the videos. Go to band.video. Decide which reports you think are the most important of hundreds of contributors that are being censored, and share those, because only you give legs to this. Only you can help us fight. This dog don't hunt without you. Hour number 2, straight ahead. Tell folks, tune in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.